G'day, fugitive Australian journalist Shane Dowling from the website and YouTube channel Kangaroo Court of Australia. Now, Rupert Murdoch and Lachlan Murdoch have been caught out trying to promote hate crimes against Jews in Australia for the specific purpose so they could run a story saying how anti-Semitic Australia and Sydney are. They've been caught out badly. They sent a news crew for the Daily Telegraph in Sydney to a cafe called Cairo Takeaway. The news crew waited outside while a guy called Ophir Birnbaum went inside the cafe with a Star of David cap on. And the Star of David is a Jewish identity symbol. And Ophir Birnbaum is apparently associated with the Australian Jewish Association, which is apparently a far-right organisation promoting hate. And I'll read you part of what the Cairo Takeaway said on their Instagram site. Then I'll show you a video from Channel 9 News, who ran the story. Then I'll show you a video of Ophir Birnbaum talking about genocide in Gaza, denying that it's genocide. He was apparently part of the Israeli Defense Force, so I assume that he's killed people in Gaza there, men, women, and children, who knows. Then we'll have a quick look at Ophir Birnbaum. Apparently he's threatening defamation proceedings against a Cairo cafe. Now, the news crew that Rupert Murdoch and Lachlan Murdoch sent in was made up of journalist Danielle Guzmarolo, photographer Rowan Kelly, and video producer Jeremy Spann. Now, clearly at the cafe to manufacture a story, they wanted an anti-Semitism story so they could tell the world how anti-Semitic Australia are. And part of what the Cairo Cafe said on their Instagram site is, yesterday, just after opening our restaurant at midday, white male came in and ordered hibiscus tea with no fuss whatsoever. After receiving the tea he ordered, he lingered in the restaurant and remained standing near the counter. At this point, the server asked if there was anything else he wanted. He replied, "Do you have a problem with me because I'm Jewish?" The staff member was apparently shocked and completely taken aback by the question. And the staff member said, "Excuse me." And Mr. Birnbaum said, "You're intimidating me. You're making me feel unsafe," which is total bullshit. It's a lie. And it says the staff member tried to disengage by walking outside, but was confronted by the Sydney Telegraph team waiting to ambush him. Birnbaum then came very close while sipping the tea and said words to the effect, "You Arabs make good tea." But he also apparently said, "I hope your restaurant gets blown up." He's clearly trying to incite the cafe employee to say something anti-Semitic or some sort of hate crime. Australia just introduced new hate crime laws. He was trying to get them to commit a crime, which the Sydney Telegraph, or the Daily Telegraph in Sydney, were trying to incite as well. And that's on the instructions of Rupert and Lachlan Murdoch, without a doubt. Now, I'll play the Nine video, but the reason I read out some of the Instagram information is because the Nine video doesn't discuss that at the beginning. They just say he ordered a coffee and went outside. Well, there was a conversation inside the cafe where he was trying to intimidate the restaurant workers. And here, I'll play the Nine video now.
Tuesday afternoon and Cairo Takeaway Cafe is buzzing when a man wearing a Star of David cap walks in and orders a hibiscus tea. He moves to the back of the cafe, wearing glasses with a camera. He turns them on and he leaves, following the female staff member who served him. They're at the door when the man in the cap speaks up. The alleged conversation relayed to the cafe's chef.
"Am I upsetting you being here?" And she said, "No, I'm just asking you what you want." He says, "Because I'm Jewish."
Seconds later, a senior journalist from the Daily Telegraph enters with her photographer and allegedly asks the same female server, "Have you got a problem with the man with the white cap?" She says, "Why would I have a problem?" Eventually they leave, the cafe worker not far behind, and she's now the one with the camera.
"That is out and out intimidation. Who comes into a restaurant and ask me a question about this gentleman who I don't even know?
Do you think it's not intimidation that you found it appalling that he came into the
shop? Show me that you're from the Daily Telegraph."
"Easy.
I don't know, I think something's upsetting."
It was all part of a stunt planned by the Daily Telegraph, allegedly called Undercover Operation. A leaked planning document reads, "Meet Gussie at Holt Street. Call on arrival at 9 a.m. Undercover Jewish man Ophir Birnbaum sees what it's like being Jewish in Sydney.
"We as a small community restaurant accept everyone into our restaurant and our venue and respect all walks of life."
Ophir Birnbaum is a prominent member of Sydney's Jewish community. During the recent anti-Semitic attacks, he pushed for unity.
"We have to respect each other. People can disagree respectfully
Nine News understands the Daily Telegraph contacted a Jewish organisation to help facilitate the story, but they declined.
The cafe owner called police, and after a three-day investigation, it was decided no crime had been committed. Late this afternoon, the Daily Telegraph responded, saying they never intended to provoke an incident and their approach could have been better handled. Nine has reached out to Ophir Birnbaum, but he has not responded. At Newtown, Erin Ramsey, Nine News.
Now, I've also found a video on Twitter of Ophir Birnbaum talking about genocide in Gaza, denying there's a genocide. Apparently there's no genocide because they killed too many people, he reckons. I think there's crimes around the world for Holocaust denying. What about genocide denying? Anyhow, I'll play you that video now.
Drawing on your experience in the IDF, is there really a genocide going on in Gaza?
The answer to genocide is no. Why? Because to commit a genocide, that's the easiest thing for any military. Dropping bombs is 100 years old technology. We don't need any sophistication. That's a 24 hours job and zero casualties on the IDF side. So if we wanted to kill as an objective, that's the easiest thing to do. The high amount of casualties in Gaza is not a military success. It's a military failure. The fact that there are a lot of casualties in Gaza, that goes against us. That's why you have a UN resolution for a ceasefire. That's why you have politicians going against our own communities. So to go and say that was an objective and success, that goes against any logic process. If we could have zero civilian casualties in the war, that will be the utmost spectacular heroic feat.
And also, even if you do just look at the raw numbers, it must be the most spectacularly unsuccessful genocide in the history of the world.
When the Israeli state was established, before the war of 1947, there was about 1 million Arabs, Palestinians living in the entirety of Israel. These days, I believe there's about 6 or 7 million. So, what genocide?
Now, Ophir Birnbaum has also made defamation threats against the owner of the Cairo Cafe in relation to his Instagram post, which I read you a part of. And his lawyer is Rebecca Giles, and I wrote an article about her back in 2021 titled "Christian Porter's Lawyer, Rebecca Giles, Said to Ex, You and the woman will be very happy as long as you keep your Viagra script current, keep flashing your cash, and keep the cocaine coming." Now, Rebecca Giles has obviously decided to do a bit of ambulance chasing. Ophir Birnbaum hasn't got a leg to stand on in relation to defamation, because he'd have to explain what he was doing inside an Egyptian cafe with a Star of David hat on, with a Daily Telegraph reporter and photographer and videographer outside. And you can see they were clearly together because they're walking away together in the video on Channel 9 there. And they left, and the restaurant employee followed them and got them on video, clearly working as a team. So Ophir Birnbaum would have to explain that. But if you ever listen to the end of the 9 video again, it says the Daily Telegraph responded and said they could have handled it better. They're basically going to throw Ophir Birnbaum under a bus if he does follow through with a defamation threat. Now, Rupert Murdoch and Lachlan Murdoch, that's part of their business model, promote hate, 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 and they sell that and make a dollar. And they've tried to do it again, but this time they've been called out badly. And as I already said, Australia's brought in new hate crimes. Ophir Birnbaum and the Daily Telegraph and that reporter and the other two, the photographer and the videographer, were trying to promote hate crime. They're trying to incite them to say, oh, piss off your Jew dog or something like that. And bang, that would have been global news. Oh, look at the anti-Semitism in Australia. Ophir Birnbaum saying, I hope your cafe burns down. Well, yeah, I think he should be charged with that. They're looking at charging two nurses for anti-Semitic rant. Well, they should look at charging Ophir Birnbaum for his attempt to incite violence or hate crime. And same goes for the Murdochs. Anyhow, please share this video on social media and please hit the like and subscribe button and notification button. It helps shine a light on the corruption by the Murdochs. In Kangaroo Court of Australia's independent media, I publish a website and a YouTube channel, and I'm 100% crowdfunded from viewers like yourself. So please make a donation. You can donate either via PayPal or Patreon, and you can donate any amount, $3, $5, $10, $15, $20, $30, $40, $50 a month, whatever suits your budget. It all helps in a big way, or you can do one-off donations. And the links for the PayPal and Patreon accounts are below this video on YouTube and also on my website. Other than that, thank you for your time and have a good day.